time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to another edition of Community Circle. Today we have Julie Ray Steinmeier from Camp Bow Wow. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Julie, you're from Camp Bow Wow. What's Camp Bow Wow all about?
Camp Bow Wow is a premier doggy day and overnight camp. You know, when you leave your dog, when you leave for work and you leave your dog all day at home and you get that gut, burning gut feeling in your belly and it's just you.
I know he's eating my shoes. Yeah. He's eating my shoes.
Yeah, and they're bored and they eat your shoes. They play, chew up your furniture, or they're in a crate all day. Well, that's where we come in because we're right conveniently located on the US 60 and the 101. So right on baseline in the 101. So
okay.
Easy to just drop your dog off for daycare.
Right.
Just like a kid.
Right. Yeah, but it's important. Mm-hmm. It's important. So today you're going to talk to us about different things that are important for a dog. Give me some examples that, you know, as we educate the public as to what's important to understand about dog care, I guess, just in general.
Vaccines are very important, and to know how to feed your dog, when to feed your dog, what vaccines you should have, and when you go to the dog park, you know, how that affects you with different vaccines.
Right. Because there's some contagious diseases out there. There's like parvo, there's
distemper,
and all those things are terrible for. And like, it's not just like, oh, my dog got sick. No, the dogs are suffering when they get stuff like that. It's terrible.
It is. And they can also get the flu just like people. So it's really important to make sure that you stay up on your vaccines. And there are certain different vaccines that you need as well. I mean, with a canine cough and the Bordetella, you can have an oral, a nasal, or injectable. And the best ones to get are the nasal or the injectable. But the injectable takes a few weeks for it to actually, you know, get into your system. So we say the nasal is the best one. It lasts for a whole year.
Now, is there information about what the dogs need at the Camp Bow Wow website?
Yes.
So what's the website?
Website is campbowwow.com/Dobson-Ranch-Mesa.
Okay. campbowwow.com/Dobson/Ranch/Mesa?
Dash Mesa. So like hyphen.
Okay. All right. But like you got information there about like, hey, what kind of shots your dogs need?
Yep.
What kind of vaccinations they need?
Yes.
That's important stuff. And then you're feeding a dog, you know, to me, a dog, just, hey, eat. No, no.
Put the food down, let them eat.
Right.
Well, it depends. Like if you're, you know, when puppies, you know, they some puppies go for the food and they're ravenous and they eat really, really fast, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a stray dog, they haven't eaten in a long time. And if you bring in a stray that's, or you rescue a dog from, you know, from the county or whatnot, or the Humane Society or a rescue group, sometimes they're just so ravenous that they haven't eaten in so long, so they eat really fast. And if they go and exercise after that, they can get bloat. Bloat is really important. A lot of people don't know
what
about.
What is bloat?
Bloat is where a dog could eat really too fast, or their food bowls are raised a little too high. Their stomach fills up with gas, or if they drink too much water. There's all kinds of things that can happen. Their stomach fills up with water, and if they go and exercise right away or run, their stomach can twist, and it's a very, very expensive surgery. So it's something that you really want to make sure that after your dog eats that they're resting, you know, for about an hour or so. And that's a very, very important thing. And they actually have slow food bowls, so that helps the dog eat slower. So it spreads it around.
A little cover just comes around?
Well, it pops up kind of in the middle. So you can actually take another food bowl, put it inside another food bowl, and put the food goes around it. And so they have to, like, it's work to eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like those, what do they call those things you put peanut butter in?
Those are Kongs.
Kongs.
Yep. That's what I do with my dog before I leave. I give her a frozen Kong treat.
Yeah. So, what do you put in there?
She loves that. Peanut butter. I put a peanut butter, a treat, and peanut butter. And boy, she works for hours trying to get that out of there.
And also, you know, we're coming up on Halloween season. A lot of scary things out there. I get scared. But dogs get scared too, right?
Dogs get really scared. So something to think about, like if your dog has never been dressed up before, you want to practice before Halloween. So we have a little bit of time. So practice putting some clothes on them or whatnot before you just throw an outfit on them and take them out. Another thing is dogs can get claustrophobic if you put a costume over their ears and their head. They don't like that a lot, you know. Have you ever had a dog and you put the little booties on them or seen the videos where the dogs put on the little shoes and they're shaking their feet around? They're like, ah, and it's so funny. Well, that's kind of how they feel when you put clothes on some dogs, you know. Or let's say little Jimmy, the neighbor, comes, you know, always comes over to play with your dog, and Jimmy's great, loves your dog, and they have a great relationship, and he knows exactly who he is. Well, he comes to the door in a monster costume. Dog is not going to know who Jimmy is, right? So it's just important to, if you put on a hat and your dog gets afraid of you, and if you have a hat on, you change kind of your appearance or whatever a little bit, then you want to put your dog in a safe room with some, you know, calming music on and their favorite chew toy, like we talked about, like the cone or the Kong with the peanut butter in it, you know, so they can work on that. Something where that keeps them busy while the doorbell's ringing and you're handing out candy. Another thing, candy. Keep your candy high up and don't keep it, like, around where the dog can get it, because it's very dangerous for dogs.
Well, and people just think, oh, okay, don't give dog a chocolate, but it's all the candy,
It's pretty much all candy is bad for dogs. It's bad for people, but it's bad for dogs, too. But, yeah, so example, I actually was just looking this up to get a really good example of chocolate with dogs. And so a 25-pound dog, and they have milk chocolate. If you give them milk chocolate, or if they get like 3 ounces of milk chocolate, okay, and it depends on the dog, right? But it could have a real upset stomach, a little bit of diarrhea, and that it definitely is a call to the vet to let them know, and they probably need to just diagnose everything. If the same 25-pound dog eats 3 ounces of dark chocolate, it could be very toxic.
Really?
Really toxic. I know dogs who've had a whole chocolate bar and been totally fine and no problems. And I know dogs who've had just a little bit, just a small little ounce, if half ounce of it, and they can pass away. Oh, absolutely. Oh, they can go. Yeah.
Just keep the candy away from the dogs.
Yeah.
Make sure that if you're dressing up, the dog knows it's you. Find a way to let him know, hey, look, at here's me with a mask. Here's me without the mask, right?
Right.
Kind of, and then the neighbors that are going to dress up, kids are going to dress up. Don't think the dog's going to recognize them, so, you know, get the dog in a safe place, right?
Keep the dog in a safe place. And if you take the dog out trick-or-treating, make sure that he has the collars and tags on, and make sure your dog is chipped. A lot of times, also, if the when the dog is chipped, they go get him chipped and like, okay, we're chipped, we're good, we're safe.
Right.
But you have to register that chip too. You have to make sure that it's registered to your address. So there's another step with that as well. But put the keep the collar on with the tags underneath the costume. It's very important in case something happens, the dog gets scared, gets off leash, or runs away. Right. You know, you have a better chance of getting your dog back.
Right. And, you know, we're also going into the holiday season. So, like, you know, it kind of reminds you, hey, like, if you're going to have a big party, it's New Year's Eve, it's a lot of fireworks. You know, some people have, you know, for whatever reason, dogs get scared, you know, like, and hey, there's some things you can do for a dog. You know, if you can't, you know, if you think of the camp bow wow, right? And they live in a nice, safe environment, but there's things you can do, right? You talked about putting them in a safe room.
Yeah, you want to put them in a safe room, some blankets, a favorite toy, some favorite smells in there. Try not to leave them too long. But make sure they have water, and a lot of times what I will use is a thunder jacket. I love those thunder jackets. So you put those on the dog, and they keep them snuzzled in tight, and it keeps them like a comfort, like you're holding them, and they feel comforted. And then you can just give them a couple of their favorite treats and their toys that they like. And like I said, the peanut butter is always a winner. Unless your dog has allergies, then, you know, you would use something different that they, you know, works with that dog. So.
Right. And, like if I'm going around and I'm shopping for, like, a place to leave my dog, if I go to Camp Bowell, you'll have a lot of this information?
Absolutely.
So you can stop by. Your location is where?
We're not open yet. We're coming soon.
Okay.
We're just going to be starting construction. But we are on, so get out there early. We're on the 101 and Baseline. So pretty much the 60 and the 101.
Okay. Pretty central for the
Dobson Ranch.
Pretty central for the East Valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Very convenient.
You're going to tell me about foods. You're going to ask me, see if I knew.
Yeah. I have some foods. So food safety for dogs.
Okay.
So here's like just a little quiz. I thought this would be kind of fun.
All right. Let's try.
Do you think carrots, sweet potatoes, brown rice, and oatmeal are okay for dogs?
Yes.
You think they're okay for dogs?
I think they're okay.
You're right. They are okay, but they must be really cooked really well.
Oh, you can't give them a raw carrot.
You can give them a raw carrot, but it's best easier to digest if it is cooked. So steaming them.
They're carnivores, right? They're not used to that, so it's got to be easier.
So they have to digest it, right? What about grapes and raisins?
Those are bad for dogs.
Very bad for dogs.
Yeah.
Very toxic. They can die very quickly. Peanut butter. Well, we know peanut butter. Salmon, eggs.
Cooked? Yes. I don't know. Bears eat salmon. I'm thinking it's okay.
Yes, eggs are fine and salmon is fine. However, cooked is better.
What about goldfish? Is it okay if a dog eat goldfish? No. My dog ate goldfish. Just killed every fish in the tank. Just ate them all. Is he going to get sick?
Yes, he could actually get sick from that. Absolutely. What about nuts?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, they're hard to digest. Some of them are okay, but I would just say stay away from them. What about avocados? This is a controversy out there, right?
I'm going to say no.
I would say no on avocados. They're very
toxic.
They
can choke on the pit.
Yeah, they're very, well, that, yes, and same with any type of pit. But the horses are very toxic, too. Some dogs
really?
Can handle avocados, but I say just stay away from it because too much is...
Horses are allergic to avocado? Or it's toxic
mm-hmm,
for them?
Mm-hmm,
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about onions?
No.
Do you know why? This is really cool.
I don't know why.
Onions can actually cause anemia.
Really?
Interesting.
In a dog?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, does the dog just, like, get a cut and never stop bleeding because he eats onions? That's crazy.
Corn in small amounts is fine. What about gum? Everybody
knows this. I'm going to say yes.
Gum?
I mean, not on purpose, but they're going to be okay if they eat some gum.
No, gum has xylitol in it, which is very deadly.
It can
kill them. Yep, yep.
So my bubble gum could kill my dog.
What about coffee? When you wake up, you can share your coffee with your dog.
Is there cream in it?
No. Oh. No, caffeine is, and a caffeine tea is bad for dogs.
I got to wean my dog off of caffeine.
Lemons and limes can cause diarrhea. Cherries, no pit, but they can have those, just limit the amount that they have.
Mm-hmm.
What about shrimp?
Yes.
Shrimp is fine as long as it's cooked.
I figure it's like a bug. Dogs eat bugs all the time, right?
They do eat bugs all the time. That's good. Very good. What about pork?
I'll say yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any type of meat is really okay. Yeah, unless they're allergic. Unless they're allergies, that's where that.
I've seen like those dogs that go hunt wild pigs with the guys. If they had a chance, they would kill all those wild pigs, just eat it. Like if they were like wild dogs. I see wild dogs eat boars all the time in Africa. It's got to be all right.
A lot of people, kangaroo, all that stuff. A lot of people feed their dog raw meat and stuff. And
is
it's fine.
Is there a meat that you shouldn't feed a dog?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, like, you know, like turkey, chicken, pork.
That's all fine.
Yeah.
In, you know, in quantity, right?
No, yeah, of course. But I mean, I'm just saying, is there like, hey, Fred, don't ever feed your dog quail. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if it's a really high fat, you know.
Well, it's bad for you. Like, it is bad for a human, but it's not, like, toxic to them, right?
Mm-mm.
Right. Is there anything, like, you told me about the grapes and, of course, candy. Keep the dogs away from candy. Mm-hmm. No caffeine for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently avocado.
And avocado.
No guacamole for your dog.
Well, it's controversial right now. Avocado. I say stay away from it completely. You know, if they have a little bit of it, it's not going to hurt them. I wouldn't do it.
Let me ask you a question. Who's out there advocating for dog rights to have avocado? It's like, my dog deserves guacamole. Is there like a group of people? Is there like Save Guacamole for Dogs?
You know, there's controversy over all kinds of things, whether you mop your floors first before you vacuum them and stuff like that. So, I mean, or whatever.
I guess
all kinds of stuff out there. So I'm sure there is something out there about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with us? More information, things to look forward to? The website is up.
I do have my Instagram. I have my social media.
What's your IG?
Is at Camp Bow Wow Dobson Ranch.
So follow it at Camp Bow Wow Dobson Ranch on IG and Facebook.
Same.
Facebook is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook / Camp Bow Wow Dobson Ranch .com. Well, thank you for coming by. Well,
thank you. Just remember, if your dog does get poisoned or does have something toxic, you can call the poison helpline and the ASPC as well. So
it's important. Everyone has a dog they love nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
People will be informed. One more time, campbowwow.com/
/Dobson-Ranch-Mesa.
Okay. It'll be on there. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.